Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go back in Montgomery, Alabama at the 2025 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Hope to see you down here over the weekend as the Golden Eagles continue to play their way through the tournament, hoping to capture their third consecutive tournament championship. All right, Jeremy McLean, Athletics Director for University of Southern Mississippi, always very gracious about joining us when we're out here. And, Jeremy, we appreciate that very much again this year.
Absolutely. Glad to be here with you guys.
Jeremy, first, before we talk about the tournament, I just want to make a quick comment and get your thoughts about Christian Ostrander. You know, record, school record winning streak right now. You have to be really thrilled with the leadership he's providing for the program.
Yeah, you know, I think the results speak for themselves, you know, from the standpoint of overall record and these first 2 years, you know, success on the field. But I think the other thing with Christian is just kind of who he is off the field, and I think we all knew that. People who've been around him, no surprise there. His leadership ability is has been just what this program needed as we transition from an outstanding leader in Scott Berry, big shoes to fill. And so I think having someone on the inside, being with Scott every day, and then really having about a year for us to transition that thing and ease that transition a little bit was really good. And then Oz has just hit the ground running, and could not be more pleased with what he's done here. And I think they're doing a great job in recruiting. I think they have, you know, continued to kind of set the standard and create the right culture. And I think in this day and age, all of those things are really important. And I think that's why we see the success we see.
Are you happy with the tournament here in Montgomery? I know it's just been renewed, and are you pleased with the way it's run?
Yeah, there are a lot, you know, there are a lot of really good things about, I think, this spot. You know, from a team standpoint, I think it works really well. I think, you know, teams are close, they can walk over. All of that is, you know, you can't find that everywhere. I think, you know, for us, we've got to continue to tweak it and try to make it better just from a standpoint of trying to get people into the that's always the challenge when you play at a neutral site. I mean, how do you get more people into the facility? And so as we had discussions about, you know, renewing this or going somewhere else, that was something I really harped on was, hey, we got to figure out how to get people into the facility. And so if we're going to continue here in Montgomery, I think we got to work really hard to do that. You know, and fortunately for us, as a program, our folks are going to show up. If it's with any reasonable amount of distance, they're going to show up. And so how do we get the community here to embrace it a little bit more than what we've seen the last couple of years? I think that's the only thing for me that I feel like we've got to continue to work at.
Jeremy, I know everybody's talking about the committee and how you're on there.
Which committee is that?
Yeah, I know.
Are you on the committee, Jeremy?
I'm not going to ask you what you're thinking. However, I am curious, what is the process like for you in the coming days? When do you guys meet, and how do you go about assessing teams as the conference tournament is played out?
Yeah, sure. You know, this is my first year on the committee, so it's been a lot of new for me, and it's been a great experience. We have, for the past few weeks, have been meeting pretty regularly on video video call. And, you know, breaking down different regions and trying to get prepared for what's going to happen this weekend, which is I will leave here, you know, at 4:30 in the morning and take off for Indianapolis and be up there for, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and then come back on Monday. And so that's kind of what that looks like. So we'll all be in, you know, kind of locked down together. We'll be monitoring games. We'll be evaluating teams, you know, as that process kind of unfolds. And, you know, part of that is you're evaluating, hey, what does this look like right now? And then you're monitoring what's happening in some conference tournaments that might affect some of those decisions. If you've got teams that are close under consideration, certainly there are games being played. So that's the balancing act for sure. But we'll be in the room together for, over 48 hours and have a chance to hammer it out. And I'm sure it'll be a great in-depth discussion and look forward to being a part of it.
Do you have like a pile of notes or yeah. Is it just kind of,
yeah,
like,
no.
I mean, how do you?
So it's been, yeah, yes. A lot of notes made throughout the year. A lot of those Monday calls, regional, you know, we've got these regional calls that we're a part of. I think that's been really good. I've certainly watched a lot of baseball, even more than I normally would, which was a lot. You know, ESPN Plus has been a great blessing in that regard. I get to watch a lot of ball games and, you know, stayed up past midnight the last couple nights watching some late games. And so yeah, it's a combination of, you know, as the year kind of unfolds, keep an eye on things and making notes and, you know, understanding what teams, you know, what it looks like and where they're going to project. But then also, you're trying to have an understanding of all the little things, like who's hurt, what kind of injuries are happening, who's coming back. Our teams, you know, as they get into the postseason, playing their best baseball. So it's a combination of all that, but certainly a lot of notes filed away, and then, a lot of watching baseballs and watching baseball games and trying to kind of provide the eye test, if you will, on a lot of mm-hmm. programs that are going to be in consideration.
So the catch-22 of it is you won't get to stick around.
And, yeah, that's going to be a little strange. I will be watching, you know, hopefully we continue to play well into the weekend. And if that happens, I'll be watching it on a screen somewhere. So it's going to be different.
So how do you ensure that you're not the guy that they throw up on Monday to address the media and the ESPN broadcast?
So the chair of the committee that gets that honor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a 4-year appointment. So probably these first 3 years, I'm probably safe, but by year four, I may get that honor as well. I don't know if it's an honor or not, but J.R. Teagues is our chair this year, the athletic director at Southeastern Louisiana, and so he'll get to play that part.
I think
on Monday,
dodging a bullet might be a nice.
Maybe it is. That's right. It's kind of a no-win deal. There's no doubt about it.
One thing you talked about the last time you were on the show was. Perhaps the committee will look more at ranking the number two seeds in tournaments.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen this year. I do think that's as a...
Doesn't that make sense?
It does in some ways. There are reasons that they haven't gotten to that point yet. And some of it's travel. Some of it's... But I do think that's something I would love to push for as a part of the committee as we move forward, is try to figure out a better way to kind of S-curve some of the rankings and let the two seeds... You know, give them a little more of a break. You know, if you're a really quality two seed, if you just miss out on hosting,
mm-hmm. don't get sent to Tennessee.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and it's probably feels important to me because we were on the wrong end of that last year.
Yes.
And
yes.
But yeah, it's not going to happen this year. It is something I would love to, as I get my feet wet, love to have more discussion about in that room.
Now, with the sake of avoiding Southern Miss to make your life a little easier. The field in general,
yeah.
It feels like the 1-8 spot is the most, you would think, figured out it's been in some time. And it feels like on the opposite side, the 9-16, there are so many teams that are in the mix, more so than normal, it feels like.
Yeah, you know, every year is unique, right? And I think what you said is fair. I think there's certainly a lot of teams that will be in the mix. There'll be a lot of discussion about different teams that have, in one way or another, move to a point where they should be in that discussion. And so, so without saying too much, I think your assessment of that is right. I think there's and some years are like that. Some years you feel like, hey, there's only 18 teams that are going to be in consideration for 16 spots, so it gets a little easier. Mm-hmm. I think this year there's going to be more teams in the discussion.
It feels like there's more, I hate to use the word parity, but like, you know, in past years, you know, like last year with Tennessee, LSU a couple years ago, there isn't the one guy and then everybody else. This feels like this really could go any way.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. I think there's a lot of parity, and I think that's good for the game. I think the one unique thing for all of us this year, and I don't just mean the committee, but I just mean kind of college sports in general, but certainly if kind of impacts what we're doing, is all of a sudden as these conferences have grown, you have really strong baseball conferences that all of a sudden have more members, and you know, what does that mean? Does that number continue to grow of members that they get in, and you know, how does that kind of work itself out? That is something different this year. It's been interesting to kind of watch.
And I think that Big Ten conundrum, because normally those Pac-12 teams would beat up on each other, and now those few are going to beat up on the week of the Big Ten and look better maybe a little. But they are good this year.
Absolutely, but that's a great example. I think it. What that Pac-12 schedule would have looked like versus what a Big Ten schedule looks like probably is different.
I'm sure an independent team is something this committee hasn't really had to do in 20-something years at least.
Yeah, that's different. And, so without talking about them specifically, that is different for sure. I give them credit for going out and trying to do what they needed to do, though.
Can you stick around?
Absolutely,
a few minutes?
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to bring another reporter on. That won't run you off.
No, all good.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Jeremy McClain. We're going to invite Scott Kirk from WDAM-TV to join our conversation. Stay with us. We're at the Sun Belt Baseball Tournament, Montgomery, Alabama.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour in Montgomery, Alabama at the 2025 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament. Hey, I want to thank Corner Market Food Stores back in Hattiesburg, Genesis of Hattiesburg, and Century First Federal Credit Union being our presenting sponsors for our coverage here throughout the week, and we're very, very grateful to them. All right, Scott Kirk from WDAM-TV Sports has joined us, and Jeremy is surrounded by two reporters. I'm the safe guy. I'm just a show host, Jeremy, so you don't have to worry about me. Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about the game and how our team is playing out here. Your observation of the performance, not only yesterday, but, you know, what, 16 straight wins? Unbelievable.
Yeah, obviously really impressive run over the course of the last few weeks. You know, I kind of – at the beginning of the year looked at the last part of the schedule, you know, and I thought, man, that may be challenging. We got to go to App State. You know, you're gonna have a couple weekends at home, but you got Louisiana at home, you got to go to Troy. Like, you know, you just kind of thought, hey, those last four weekends may be really, really important to us. Well, they were, but we handled them, you know, as well as you can handle them, right?
Yeah.
And so just been really impressed with the way our guys have just – and it's not just how we've played. And every time I've talked to Oz, he's kind of said this too. And he said this before, and you know, to give him credit, about halfway through the year, you know, we kind of had a little bit of lull, and then we started playing better baseball. And he just said to me, I like the way our guys are going about their business right now. I like the way they're talking to each other. I like what I see from them and their approach. And then it just kind of began to click. And some guys, you know, kind of settled into some roles and began to perform at a different level. And so it's been fun to watch. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. I think obviously in the bullpen, getting some guys kind of locked into some roles was really important. But you can't ever underestimate having a Friday night guy who can go out, eat up innings, and give you an opportunity to win every ball game. Like that is, yeah. You know, I kind of watch JB throw, and you don't ever want to take that for granted. Yeah. So that's a big part of it. And I think probably the one thing that we've done that probably gets overshadowed a little bit by some of the arms, some of the power numbers, is I think we've defended really well in the past month, and really all year. But over the past month, I just think we've continued to get better and better, and we've defended it really well.
Scott, get in here with Jeremy McClain.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy, obviously Montgomery's been a very special place to Southern Miss over the last 2 years. They're hunting for a third straight title. But I think with this winning streak, it kind of reminds you of 2023 when they went on that run. I mean, what have you kind of noticed, maybe some similarities about that team? Obviously, they went to a Super.
Yeah. You know, I think probably the thing that I remember, I would say reminds me a little bit of that is some of the leadership pieces. You know, I think that team had some special guys that were kind of finishing up their career. I think the same holds true for this team. And I think that matters. I think, you know, we are in an age where there are a lot of turnover. There's a lot of turnover on a lot of rosters. And so for us within our baseball program to be able to have 4 and 5 year guys that continue to kind of set the standard and show the younger guys, hey, here's how we do this, I think it's really important. And so as you think about this team and maybe as comparison to 23, there's some guys that are on the end of their careers that are setting the tone every day. And I think that's been really important to us.
I find it interesting how Southern Miss baseball specifically goes against the entire current of college sports with heavily recruiting high school freshmen. I mean, nobody's doing that anymore. And I mean, they hit the portal sparingly. I mean, talk about that. I feel like the development piece and being able to that's so big in maintaining their culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes doing the thing that nobody else is doing is the right thing, right? And this kind of feels like one of those situations. And you can't just make a decision, hey, we're just going to recruit a bunch of high school guys and we're going to be great, right? But I think what allowed us to continue down that path was the foundation that was obviously in place well before we got to this point. I think a couple things impact that. I think the culture within our program is phenomenal. I think it starts with our coaches. I think it's about leadership, like I talked about. It's about tradition of the program. It's also our fan base. I think playing at a place where, you know, you're going to have people showing up and pulling for you and supporting you in a way that you just don't get a lot of places is important. So then you take all those things and you've really built a culture that you can lean on to keep guys when maybe within another program they would begin to look elsewhere. And so I think you have to have a place where guys can see development, and we've proven that. I think if you look at guys who've come into our program, maybe even lightly recruited in some cases, and left our program with an opportunity to play professional baseball, it's a significant number, right? And so guys want to see the opportunity to develop, and they want to be in a program where they feel like the right things are happening. And then, like you said, I mean, we're going to get into the portal and address needs sometimes. But I think it's really important for us to continue to use the high school piece as the foundation of our program. And I don't want to dismiss part of that equation is that we have really done a great job with our NIL opportunities and our collective piece over the past couple of years to try to bridge that gap and make sure that, hey, if guys are getting pulled on, that we've got a spot where we can do the things we need to do to make sure that they're taken care of.
Yeah, Jeremy, just speaking about that development piece, I don't know if this is something that was mentioned earlier in the show, but J.B. Middleton obviously has attracted so much attention professionally, maybe a chance to be the highest drafted pitcher for you guys. As the AD of the program, how do you think that really helps, you know, just the brand of Southern Miss?
Well, I will tell you, I was at one time, many, many, many moons ago, a high school pitcher, and I would have been standing in line to be in this program and play for Christian Ostrander as a pitching coach. not I mean, as a head coach too, but somebody who can help mold a guy. I think it matters a lot. I think JB, that's an example, but I think there's a lot of them. Like, we can point to a bunch of dudes that have been in this program and came in with potential, but got molded into really, really good pitchers, and now we're having great professional careers, man. If you look at the number of guys we've got on the mound that have performed well at professional level, it's really impressive. I think JB is a great example because he came in with a ton of talent, but just needed to be refined and molded. And to JB's credit, he embraced every bit of that. He's been phenomenal, and he and Oz have worked very, very hard and very closely on trying to get to this place. And so it's fun to see. But I think in recruiting, the ability to point to a guy who is from small town Mississippi in the Delta and say, you know, this is a young man that came to us and you know, bought into what we were doing, and this is the result. I don't think you can ever underestimate the impact that has on the program.
And a very small school. A very small school.
I passed through Yazoo City on Sunday, driving to Arkansas.
Didn't take you long, did it?
I said, this is where JB's from? Interesting place, for sure.
So I told his dad, I said, you know, I love all our guys, all of our athletes, support them, want them to all be successful. I said, but I got a soft spot for really small town kids
who
get an opportunity to do something and take full advantage of it. So it's been
Tuna's a good example of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
A good example.
And there's a bunch of those examples, but certainly those guys fit the mold.
Jeremy, do you ever sneak out to the Pete, take a catcher with you, throw some fastballs from the bump?
No. No, I learned a long time ago that those days are behind me. You know, playing catch with my son when he was in high school, and it was great. But those days are behind me.
Now, y'all crossed paths at Delta State.
We did. Yeah, he was. We came in the same time. He came from junior college. I was a freshman, and so we were together for 2 years. I redshirted, and then my freshman year was his senior year, and so I started. He was in bullpen. He probably cleaned up a bunch of my messes along the way. and then he stayed on as a student assistant, and then by the time I got to my senior year, he was my pitching coach. So my senior year, he was my pitching coach.
Scott, you're aware of what a great pitcher this man was.
Oh, totally. I mean, I've heard him talk about it a lot. I'm like, he's definitely got to back it up. So maybe one night, the Pete, we can see, you know, what he's got in the gun. Maybe it could be like a rookie story, with Dennis Quaid. But that,
let me assure you guys, I used every bullet I had when I was playing. There are none left.
We threw that at him one time, unexpected, years ago on the show, and started to talk about his great record at Delta State. Being the humble guy he was, he didn't really want to talk about it much, but Christian Ostrander described you recently to me as a dog.
Yeah,
he said you were a dog.
Colby Allen over here.
Some of us who weren't very talented had to figure out ways to get guys out. So whatever it took.
You ever get a chance to go back to Delta State? Such a great school.
Yeah, I mean, my son's been up there playing football the last couple of years, and it's been a great experience. They've taken good care of him. And so I haven't been back to a baseball game. Just it's hard, during the season. But I've had a chance to get back a couple of times. Sneak away fall camp, you know, on a weekend or something like that. It's a great place, great people. It's a really special school. I know, you know, there's a lot of us that came from there feel the same way about it. And the baseball program is obviously very special.
It's an excellent academic school, too.
There are a lot of programs there that, you know, that they have an opportunity to brag about. And I owe a lot to that place. It really gave me an opportunity. Again, I was a small-town kid, didn't have a lot of opportunities. And Delta State gave me a chance that I probably wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Jeremy, we sure appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never say no to us, man.
Appreciate you guys.
We're grateful to you for
thanks.
That. All right, when we come back, J.B. Middleton had a great extended conversation with him. We're going to air that for you. And thank you, Scott. We'll have to get you back again.
Totally. Thank you.
All right. Eagle Hour continues, everybody.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're in Montgomery, Alabama, covering the 2025 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament. Andrew Abity, Bob Getty, and our guest Scott Kirk from Channel 7 Sports. All right, Scott, I want to run this interview. I want you to describe J.B. Middleton in 10 words or less.
J.B. Middleton is an absolute fierce competitor. He will send chills down your spine at the plate.
That's pretty good one, Andrew. That was 10 words or less, too.
He's a soft-spoken individual as
is
well.
Is he? Have Definitely. You got 10 words you can describe him?
I think JB could describe himself in, like, less than 10 words. Preferably no words, because he doesn't like to talk that much. No,
he would just say, pitcher.
Yep.
We had a great sit-down with JB just a few days ago, and here's how that went. All right, JB Middleton on this special edition of the Eagle Hour. JB, I want to take you back to the start. I want to take you back to when you first came here, even prior to that. When did you first start playing baseball, and when did baseball become a passion for you?
Really, ever since I was little, you know, I guess as long as I can remember. I grew up playing and just always loved the game and knew that, you know, I wanted to play it as long as I could. And so, you know, trying to find ways to keep getting better and better to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
Was it a matter of you start playing league ball, then you started playing travel ball? And at what age were you when you got going?
I guess I started playing travel ball probably when I was in 7th or 8th grade, maybe 9th grade. So right before I started high school, and then, of course, through my high school, I continued to do that as well.
All right, so you go to high school, very good high school baseball player. When did Southern Miss get on the radar? What led J.B. Middleton here?
This was a place that I really wanted to be when, I kind of made that decision in my mind that, you know, I wanted to play baseball, college baseball. And the end of my junior summer going into my senior year, it was kind of a little short time span, and I was, you know, kind of just trying to decide where I wanted to go. And, you know, I talked to Coach Oz, and going into my senior year, you know, we made it happen.
Did you know any of the players that were here? Did that lead you here, or was it strictly the relationship that you saw you could have with Oz?
I think it was kind of everything, you know, just the tradition here and the culture, and, you know, we get after it here, and of course, you know, all the coaches, the staff it's awesome. And, you know, we improve, you know, just everything.
All right. Now I'm going to fast forward a little bit. I remember one of the first times I saw you pitch. It was, I guess, 3 years ago in Brandon. They brought you in late in a game against Mississippi State. Game wasn't going too well for the team. Outing didn't go too well for you. What has changed since then? Because obviously now there's a lot of talk you'll be perhaps a top 25 pro baseball pick.
Really just the mentality part and continuing to grow and learn from, you know, the mistakes and continuing to get better at, you know, what you may be strong in already. So just all that, and but the mentality part of it's the biggest thing.
All right, I talked to you in the preseason during the media day, and you made a comment to me. You probably don't remember this. I asked you, do you want to start? Do you want to relief? You said, I just want to contribute to the team. Could you have ever envisioned this year?
You know, yeah. You know, just going into the fall and just, you know, Coach Oz kind of put me on the plan to start, and so we kind of just rolled with it and, you know, kind of built up and had my routine set around that. And, you know, going into the spring is the same thing. And so whenever that open weekend came around and, you know, he told me what day I was going to pitch, you know, I was fired up. But, you know, just like you said, anything I can do to help us win.
All right, I want you to take me through being a Friday night starter. Let's start with innings 1 through 3. All right, you're settling into the game. What is your mindset? What are you saying to yourself in the first 2-3 innings of the game?
You know, I really don't really say much to myself. I'm just kind of laser focused, and you know, it's go out there and attack and execute pitches, and you know, do what you're supposed to do to get your team back in the dugout.
All right, now you get middle ways through the game, fourth, fifth, sixth inning. Does the mindset change, and if so, how?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think if you set the tone early and make a statement, you know, the latter part of the – or I guess the middle innings, you know, you got to stay consistent and find that rhythm. By then, you know, you should have tried to find my rhythm and settle in, so nothing really changes.
All right, now we're in the seventh, eighth, and even the ninth inning.
There, you know, it's like you said, you found your rhythm, and it's just go. You know, you got to keep getting stronger as the game goes on and outlast the opponent. And you know, really put the hammer down in those last couple innings and empty out the tank with whatever you got.
So pretty much your mindset is the same: throw strikes, stay focused, stay ahead of batters. Don't give up anything free, correct?
Absolutely. That's spot on.
All right, I'm going to take you back to the last regular season game here. You had another magnificent performance. You go in the dugout. You have to come back out. They're chanting your name. You come out. You tip your hat to the crowd. What did that moment feel like for you?
It was a really special moment. You know, something you don't, I guess, take for granted, because this place is so special and our fans are amazing, and it's just really awesome, you know, to be able to be a part of it, and you know, just really grateful for it.
All right, now we look ahead of the postseason. Obviously, you'll get the nod when the team takes the field in the postseason tournament. Your mindset as you go into this postseason stretch and all the possibilities it presents for your team.
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year where, you know, the most fun baseball is played, and we're all ready for it and excited. But, you know, we're going to get through this weekend first and be coming out on fire, I guess, next week, whenever we get to tournament play.
All right, and now the talk is that J.B. Middleton is going to be a top 25 draft choice. Are you beginning to focus on this? I mean, how do you digest this kind of conversation?
You know, honestly, I just kind of blur it out because it doesn't really matter right now. And just go out there and stay consistent and do my thing. And like I said, you know, try to win games for this team. And you know, just that'll take care of itself when that time comes. And don't worry about, you know, what's going on outside of this team and, you know, what's ahead of us.
But you hear the noise, right?
You know, I hear it a little bit, but like I said, I mean, I don't dive into that stuff and just kind of worry about, you know, what we need to take care of.
All right, final question. We don't know what the future holds, but whenever that day comes, when you look back at your career here, what is it going to mean to you? What do you think will be the most important memories you have?
Just the relationships that I've built here, and just it's, you know, we're just such a close-knit group, and it's like a family. And just like I said, relationships that'll last a lifetime, and the experiences and the memories that we'll have together for sure.
All right. I think I can speak on behalf of the whole Eagle Nation when I tell you how much we enjoy having you on the team and how happy we are for this great, great year you've had.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, everybody, that's J.B. Middleton. You know, you're right, Andrew. He's a great pitcher. Where does he stack up, you guys think, in the lineage of the, you know, the Sandlins and the Tanner Halls and what have you?
It's funny you say that, Bob. I actually have that pulled up.
That's why you're on the show, Andrew.
So, okay, I think let me lead off by saying J.B.'s a great pitcher, and I think in terms of single seasons, it's up there in the Mount Rushmore, but – you know, there are people who go, oh, he's the greatest pitcher ever. And I'm like, okay, like, pump the brakes a little. There's a little recency bias. In my opinion, Nick Sandlin is always going to be the greatest.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll argue with that.
So, okay, here are the – we'll go with the five other all-time best seasons.
Let's hear it.
You got Andrew Pierce in 2012, who Oz also coached, by the way. He was 7-4, but he had a 1.99 ERA that was 18th nationally, and a 6.0 strikeout-to-walk ratio, which was 15th nationally. James McMahon, so you say his last name right. Yep. In 2015, he was 11-1 with a 1.56 ERA. Only gave up 11 extra base hits that entire year, just one home run.
It's incredible.
A 201 opponent batting average. And then, of course, Sandlin in 2018 was 10-0, 1.06 ERA, 8.0 strikeout-to-walk ratio, 155 opponents batting. Of course, he was National Pitcher of the Year. Tanner Hall in 2022, 9-3, a 2.83 ERA, but a 10.4 strikeout-to-walk ratio with a 233 opponent batting average. And then in 23, Hall was 12-4 with a 2.48 ERA, a 3.7 to strikeout-walk ratio, but opponents only hit 207 against him.
With all due respect to J.B. Milton, I agree. Do we agree it's Nick Sandlin?
I mean, yeah.
Totally.
Now, there is a certain case that, you know, he's rightfully in the conversation.
But, you know, I think, you know, people, I think Sandlin's up there. Talk about Tanner Hall, J.B. Milton. I feel like, you know, you saw Tanner Hall kind of go through his bumps as a starter. This was J.B.'s first season as a starter.
Yeah.
And then kind of toward the end of last year, the appearances kind of dwindled a little bit. But to see Tanner's development, I think that's very special for USM fans to have witnessed how he became that Friday night guy. But
yeah.
JB, to rise this season has been really cool, too.
The better question is, because I think if you argue in terms of career, who is the best pitcher of all time, it's right there with Holland Sandlin. You have fun with that, listeners, as we send it to the break.
Guys, thank you. And thank you, Scott, for joining us.
Appreciate you guys.
When we come back, we'll talk to Kevin Mullins, Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back to downtown Montgomery, Alabama, where the 2025 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament is underway, waiting on the Golden Eagles to take the field this afternoon. We estimate 4:30 to 5:30, somewhere in that range, as Southern Miss will be playing Old Dominion later today. Hey, one of my great friends that I've made in my time at Super Talk, and is a great friend of Super Talk, is Kevin Mullins, who is the general manager of the Mack Grubbs Automotive Groups in Hattiesburg, including Genesis of Hattiesburg. And Kevin's one of the reasons that we're here, and we're always grateful to Kevin and Mr. Grubbs for their support of our program. And Kevin, I know you and Mr. Grubbs have a love affair with the University of Southern Mississippi, and I know that you guys place a great value on the university and what it means to our community of Hattiesburg.
Absolutely, Bob. And we love the amount of professionals that the university puts out in the public and in the workplace around here, and just the overall vibe at the college. It's an amazing environment.
No, it really is. And there's something different about a college town in there, Kevin. There's an energy in them. A youthfulness and just life that you don't see in towns that don't have universities at times.
And winning baseball certainly helps that a lot. You know, we live in a very baseball town, and having a great university, for Southern Miss to be such a small university, just having such an incredible baseball program going, and even through a coaching transition, haven't missed a beat, and it adds to the whole city vibe right now.
You're exactly right about that. We were having this conversation yesterday afternoon with a couple of folks here at the tournament, and when you think of the size of the university compared to some of the SEC schools and the big Pac-10 schools, to have the 12th ranked team in the country that has been in the top 25 virtually all year, it's really remarkable, and it speaks so much, Kevin, to the administration and the men that have guided this baseball program over the past 20, 25 years.
Yeah, and it's not just the men who've guided it. It's the players that have come through the program, too, and how they speak of the program and how they sell the program to the upcoming people that might want to consider coming to Southern Miss. Because if you think about it, I mean, we can't have the best facilities. We can't, because we just don't have the money compared to an LSU or a school of that nature. But we still have the community that supports them like no other community that I've seen in college baseball.
Well, and the gentleman you work for is a big, big supporter of Southern Miss. That's correct, right, Mr. Grubbs?
He goes to every game he can. He donates when he can and just loves Southern Miss baseball, loves Southern Miss basketball, too.
Yeah. See something I love, Kevin? I love Genesis automobiles. And I know you guys have a state-of-the-art, beautiful facility there. How's this incredible facility been received in the community, Kevin?
Well, you know, when you come into it every day, you kind of get used to it. But when you see the reaction of people's faces when they walk in with that kind of wow factor that the building presents itself, it's like no other car dealership really anywhere, unless you go into another Genesis dealership in another city. It's just the whole design level, the technology, the viewing points, everything like that, the lighting. It's just it's on a different level than what everybody's used to, and it's really neat. And I encourage anybody who wants to stop by and have a cup of coffee, whether in the market for a Genesis or not, just come in and stop by and take a look at it. I promise you, it's one of the nicest buildings in Hattiesburg.
There's no question. And then down the road, you guys have your Hyundai facility and a huge variety of cars, great cars, 100,000-mile warranties. The Hyundai dealership's been a big, big part of the community as well, Kevin.
Yeah, we're about 25 years in now of having the Hyundai dealership, which is crazy. I've been going on 13 years with Mr. Grubbs myself, and you know, that's, you know, to be in the car business, that's three lifetimes. So, you know, I'm blessed and fortunate to be aligned with a guy like Mr. Grubbs, who lets all of his employees be themselves, which is great. He doesn't try to mold anybody in to what he is. He just, you know, hires good people and lets them do what they know how to do. And it's such a great place to work.
No question. Hey, in the minute or so we got left, I want to switch gears for just a second and talk about the NFL. And, Michael, even though you're a Bears fan, you can get in on this conversation. Should we let a Bears fan talk about NFL football, Kevin?
Let's not forget who's controlling the buttons today.
Yeah, we'll let them listen.
Well, Kevin, I know that you and I are longtime Redskin fans, but I do also know that we both have an interest in the Saints. And I got to tell you, man, I think it looks a little grim for the Saints the next year or two. Your thoughts about that?
I was talking to a coworker this the other day. Man, their roster's just bad. You know, and it's because of salary cap and things of that nature. You know, Mickey Loomis has been there a long time, and I think once a general manager in a sporting operation's been there for so long with very limited success, with the exception of the years that Drew Brees was there, man, they've got to look for a change there. I think it's just too much of the same thing year in and year out. And I think this year you're going to see even as they weren't great last year, but I don't see them having a better roster this year than what they had last year.
Hey, I appreciate you very much, my friend. Thank you for sponsoring our trip out here.
All right, no problem.
All right. Kevin Mullins, Genesis of Hattiesburg. More from Montgomery, Alabama tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a
healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.